how could I put the power in people's hands to be able to answer their own questions about sex? I had a download. I was writing the book and I was like meditating. And all of a sudden I saw these five pillars and it kind of came to me of how to divide them and put them down. And it was, I divided it into these five pillars of sexual intelligence. And sexual intelligence is not about arriving to a place where you are checked off the list. I'm done with that. It's something that you are consistently like kind of working at and balancing. And that's okay too. It's like your health, right? You're never just like, I'm arrived to this healthy place. I drank enough water today. I worked out. I took my supplements and then the next day you don't. So that's what it is about sexual intelligence and sex IQ is monitoring it. It's a new paradigm for thinking about sex. And I can give you an example of how to like look at them.
Love that.
So
what are the pillars too?
Okay. So the pillars, the first one is embodiment. So how embodied am I? Am I aware of what's happening in the moment? Do I have a sense of knowing what I'm feeling? Am I connected to my body? Am I able to do that during sex? Or do I disassociate? So am I an embodied person? And I give exercises for people to become more embodied. And then the second one is just health, your mental health and your physical health. Are you taking certain medications? Are you moving your body? Do you have unhealed trauma? These are all going to impact your ability to have more pleasure.
Yeah.
The third one is self-knowledge. How well do I know myself? And I keep notes in my phone. I encourage everyone to do this as well. But do I know, like I said, do I know that it has to be warm in the house? Do I know that I like dirty talk or I don't like dirty talk? We all have knowledge about what's worked for us sexually and what hasn't worked for us. So how well do I know myself? We all have years of knowledge forever how long we've been having sex. Do we know and acknowledge what we need to do about ourselves to have great sex? Do we understand our patterns and what feels good? Then the fourth one is self-acceptance. Do I accept where I'm at today? Do I accept my body, at least the best that I can? Do I work on my confidence? Do I look between my legs? If I just take in a mirror, if I accept my body, do I know my body? And then, which again is always a moving target, but these all of these things, we just try to get them a little bit higher all the time or work on them a little bit so we can be at a place where we can start to have more pleasure. And then the fifth one is collaboration. How well do I communicate with my partner what I want without shame? How well do I work on my resentments? Am I clear? Do I articulate? Do I have a partner that's willing to come along the journey with me? So those are the five pillars. And in the book, I give a lot of tools and exercises for people to master those or get deeper in those so they can work on becoming more sexually intelligent and aware and present.
And so if someone is feeling just off and maybe just wanting to experience more sex, more pleasure in their relationship, what they would do is run through and just do a little bit of a check on the health of each one of these pillars.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly it. And I do it myself. And I give you these examples because I wrote a book for myself, for someone that I would want to do it, for people that I know. That's just like, there have been times with my partner, I'm like, I'm not in the mood for sex. I'm rather thinking like all the things that I might think of, thought of before. Now I have a controlled way to think, okay, so am I ovulating? No. Not, you know, I already have my period, so that's not it, because that could also impact it, knowing your cycle.
Sure.
But that's part of self-knowledge. Oh, every time I get my period, I'm more turned on or less turned on or more wet or less wet. How well do I know? Okay, so no, and I'm good. Okay, so I know that, and I'll run through the things and I'll think, okay, am I healthy? I work, because for me, working out is big. If I worked out today, that's great. Okay. Self-acceptance. Oh God, I haven't been feeling great in my body lately, let's say, or I've noticed that there's been like a change or I have some whatever's happening. So maybe that would be one of the things that I just haven't been feeling great in my body. Or maybe I have resentments because I haven't collaborated with my partner lately. So I might just run through them and I might think, okay, so health and wellness is good. I've checked my medication. I've been working out. Let's just say that. My first one is embodiment. Yes, I've been meditating. I'm feeling good. And then I might get to collaboration, the fifth one, and say, wow, you know what? I'm not feeling attracted to my partner right now. Is it me? Is it him? Oh, you know what? I'm still resentful because of what happened last time we had sex or last week when this thing happened. And then I'm like, that's the loudest right now. Let me work on that and then see if my libido comes back. Then let me see if I get more aroused. So I do that. I can do that with my partner. And this is just a tool that you can work through to be like, why can't I? For example, like you could come to me and say, I can't have an orgasm, which happens often. For every person, everyone would have a different reason why they can't have an orgasm, right? Everyone has to solve it for themselves or definitely call into my show. I'm still there for people. But it's like if someone has anxiety, I might tell one person might be helped by doing a meditation practice and the other person needs to stop drinking caffeine. They might need to heal a toxic relationship at work and then they have less stress. So again, there's not a quick fix for any of these things, but with sex, because there's still so much mystery around it and so much misinformation. Like if you Google it, it's really hard to get accurate sex information or quick bites on TikTok. So it's a more in-depth psychological process to help people get the quick fix that they want.
I can see our amazing community of perfectionists also looking at this and being like, well, I'm not embodied. I'm not self-accepting. I'm not, I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm almost thinking incorrectly that they're not doing any of these because the bar is perfection.
Mm.
With the health thing, I could see them being like eating super well, but it's not enough. And then bringing that to this again and using it as a way to be like, I'm still not.
I love that you said this because I go through this as well. But this is an area that's so new to people that they could feel like, oh, great, now I got to get all embodied
exactly. Every
day. It could be like, I'm going to take 5 minutes to meditate in this. It could be your embodiment could be like, I'm going to be with a partner that before I see them, I remember to breathe. On the way here, I have a breathing app I do for 3 minutes before I do something or perform or talk to somebody. It could be like, I'm going to get embodied for 3 minutes. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to take 10 deep breaths. That could be it. That could be it for the day that you breathe. The second one could be like, I'm going to acknowledge the fact that I'm in therapy right now. I'm actually talking to somebody. So that feels pretty good for me, for my mental health, my physical health. Yeah, I worked on more this week than I didn't. That feels pretty good. So I'm telling you, I'm not perfect at this. I do this all the time for myself too. So you don't get to a place, you never get to check this off the list. You're never there. So I would just say at least being aware, because I guarantee you're listening right now and there's something that in your life, like you're not feeling turned on, your partner's not doing it for you. So even just tackling one of these and saying like, maybe it's more about like knowing that these are five factors that you could work with. You could just say, I realize that I suck at all of them right now. Well, I feel that I do. But the one that hurts the most is collaboration. Maybe you look at all of them, you're like, not embodied. I'm on too many medications. I feel anything right now. I hate my body and I'm not, but collaboration is the worst because I realize that my partner and I have never talked about sex. So I'm going to tackle that one. That's the one that hurts the most though, because I feel like if I could only talk to my partner about it, so maybe that's the one you look at today. And then you start to slowly get more self-aware around all of them.
Yeah.
Kind of flip it any way you want.
It is. It's like, it's like looking at what is the worst, or it's like what, you know what I mean? From both perspectives,
And I'm sure
can really say that
one can support or help
they
to
do.
Increase the other.
Yeah. They're all linked to each other. They're all linked.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.